Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, yeah, we're back. Marks and Reese. John Marks, Ike Reese, and you at 215-592-9494 on Twitter at Marks Reese WIP. And our Twitter questions today brought to you by Marks Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged this holiday season, the place to go is Marks Jewelers for the best selection of diamond engagement rings anywhere online, marks-jewelers.com. And the question is, Ike, and it's been a very strange day among Eagles fans, because most Eagles fans claim they wouldn't be disappointed if the Eagles missed the playoffs. Would not, to the tune of 75%. Three of four would not be disappointed if the Eagles missed the playoffs this year. I think we figured out why. After a loss, expectations change and things like that. It doesn't change what I'm thinking. Maybe my expectations have changed. I still want to see the team go to the playoffs, so I would be disappointed if they didn't make it. So we see what the people say.
Do you think people have already viewed this season as a success?
How can they?
Well, because they're 5-7, the over-under was 6.5. A lot of people assume they're going to get over it, and playoffs aren't like, you know, it's not like one of those years where it's like they got to make the playoffs.
So they weren't a total train wreck, so it's been a success.
Right, like Jalen Hurts, you know, they had to literally change the whole offense for him to start, you know, looking better, but I think people feel pretty good about him. And then Sirianni, I feel like a lot of people thought he was going to be a disaster. He's been pretty good. You know, so maybe this year's already been a success for people, and they don't need this, like, playoff run to believe that they're a good team.
Makes sense. It does.
Makes no sense to me.
Great.
Well, it's BS, but it makes sense from what he's saying. You know, like, this week it makes sense. This week it may, like, they lost, or like, oh,
yeah,
well, whatever.
Which is why it doesn't make sense to me. Yeah, obviously, you can subscribe to being a fan and however you want to be a fan. You want to change your emotions week in and week out based on whether the team wins or loses. That's on you. But it's hard to take your opinions, not you, I mean anyone's emotions or reactions or opinions about the team serious when I know it can change with just a win.
Yeah.
So.
Which way is the wind blowing?
Yeah. You know.
They beat the Jets by 3 touchdowns. We're back to, winning the division.
I don't know. I mean, listen, I think you can pull out individuals that have improved and you've gotten a chance to learn more about and you can feel positive moving forward, like having Jordan Mailata at left tackle for the entire season. I think that's one of the big takeaways from this year. It looks like we found our left tackle. You know, Landon Dickerson even being able to play, which I didn't think he would be able to play, is at least started to, you know, look like a very good draft pick that the Eagles picked up in the second round. That had a lot of medical red flags attached to him. So there are individual things. But, I mean, I also wanted to see Jalen Reagor look like a damn first-round draft pick. He doesn't.
No.
You know, I come out of this season, I still only have one wide receiver that I can count on. You know, Quez Watkins is a nice little complement receiver that would make your overall receiving core look good if he was your fourth or fifth receiver, your third best receiver at best. But when he's your second best receiver, that's not good. It's not a good thing. I used to say the same thing about Greg Ward. Yeah, I like Greg Ward. I don't need – Greg Ward shouldn't be my second best wide receiver.
Or right? Your third.
Or your third best wide receiver. All right, so –
it's true.
There are things that you can take away. Look, to me, look, they re-signed Avante Maddox. I think that's a nice signing. You know, big play Slay. It looked like, you know, that could have been a bad trade and a redoing of a contract, and he's about to be a Pro Bowl corner, potentially all-pro corner. That's a good thing to see. You know, it makes me think Jim Schwartz was clueless and didn't know how to use him last year. Well, he's been used this year. He's getting turnovers. He's making big plays. Okay, that's a positive. That's a positive. T.J. Edwards back in there at linebacker. That's a positive. Does it mean we don't need any linebackers? No, but I guarantee you what, T.J. Edwards and Davion Taylor guarantees you won't be drafting one in that first round. Mm. I guarantee you that much. So Jerry Robinson is safe for another year. They won't be drafting linebackers.
Pour out some champagne.
Break out the champagne.
They just
yeah.
re-signed T.J. Edwards. So that's one indication that they're not drafting one. And then Davion's a third-round draft pick who's just in his second year.
Yeah.
And then you got the do-it-all Alex Singleton there, who is very affordable.
Yeah.
He's very affordable. So, you know, you got those things. But I didn't like what I saw from Josh Sweat so far this year.
He just gave a nice chunk of change to
him. Yeah. Yep. I mean, he's getting a chance to play more snaps. I'm not seeing more production. Not worried about Derek Barnett. He's gone after this year. Javon Hargrave, much like Big Play Slay, looked like it was a terrible signing last year. This year, he's on his way to the Pro Bowl probably.
Yeah.
So that's a positive. I like that. Right? So there's some things there that I like. And then the quarterback situation. At least I'm not concerned about the quarterback situation. Here's the problem. Jalen Hurts is fine right now because the team isn't ready to win. And the fan base isn't ready for them to win. So the expectations are lower. Well, how long is that going to last? Right? Like,
yeah.
Are we coming into next year saying, well, I'm okay if they win 7 games next year?
No way. I mean, no.
Right?
No, like this year, and I know once the game starts, that's BS, and that we can say we won 7, but then we get mad when they lose a game, right?
Mm-hmm.
But going into the season, I feel like most fans, even though we talked ourselves into maybe more wins.
It was measured expectations.
Yes.
I agree. It was measured expectations coming into the season.
Right.
Next year, is it going to be that way next year?
It shouldn't be. No, this isn't baseball. This isn't, you know, this isn't a 3-4-5 year process.
Right.
No, like you got to win football games. If they can't put together a team that can compete for a wild card, and I'm talking about 9 or 10 wins, then you got the wrong players on the team.
Yeah, and I don't think the front office is going to approach the offseason saying we don't need to win next year. We're still in the beginning stages of figuring out what we have, and we just need to take a couple steps forward,
And
we'll be okay with 7-8 wins next year, 9 wins. That I don't think that's what they're going to do.
No.
I think they want to be back, especially if they don't make the playoffs this year. They want to get back in the postseason.
Yep.
Like, the one thing I know about Jeffrey Lurie, man, he considers his organization to be one of the premier organizations in sports.
Dare I say the gold standard?
I won't go gold standard.
No, but you're right. That's what he wants.
But that's what he wants. In other words, he's not going to accept just losing every year. That's not what he wants. He wants to be mentioned. He wants his team to be mentioned with the other Super Bowl contending teams. He wants to have the flashy quarterback that the NFL wants to put on primetime TV 6 times a year. Like, that's what he wants. That's what he wants.
He wants to be in his box on Monday Night Football, and they're talking about
He wants his team.
Yeah.
You know why? Because that's the way his teams have been for the majority of his ownership.
Yeah.
They've been postseason caliber teams.
Yep.
That's how most of the teams have been.
All right, let's go to the phones here.
Let's go.
There's been two people have been hung up on today, at least two. One,
dope.
Howard Eskin on the Midday Show. Two, Jack, I didn't hear this live, but Andy from Deptford was hung up on this morning?
He was.
By Rhea?
Oh, yeah.
I heard that live, too, yeah. I heard
Andy, what happened, man?
Well, you know, sometimes people just don't like hearing the truth. I was trying to make the point that the fans had a right to be disappointed with Brandon Graham for the early part of his career because you look at the players drafted right after him. Earl Thomas, Hall of Fame safety. JPP, 93 career sacks. Brandon Graham got like 55 career sacks. That's the only point I was trying to make. But, yo, the radio station been on fire today, man.
Oh, well, thank you.
You got Jody Cameron. We always love ripping on Joe, right? But he dropped a hammer on Howard.
Who's my man? Me!
Yo, you got Marks putting Rasheen in check? Yo, Marks, man, I don't always agree with you, but I don't know what the hell Rasheen was talking about. You had to put him in his place, cuz.
And listen, I'm not the guy that comes in on Monday and tells people, oh, I picked the Eagles to win the game, blah, 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 blah. Because, like, listen, I mean, they very easily could have won the game. And, I don't need to backtrack from picking the Giants, right? Whatever. But, like, he had to pick the fight. He had to say it. He had to bring it up. Yeah, he had to bring it up. So,
well, you know what you'll do? You'll pick us to lose to Detroit. And we win, and then you'll rally the playoff push for the next week.
Right. I'll overreact to a win against a bad team. Yes, definitely.
That's all good. But, yo, yesterday you guys were talking about the whole Russell Wilson thing. Here's the deal with Russell. Fans would love him. Media would love him. Eagles players in front office would love him. But the question we got to ask is, why would Russell want to come to Philly on the limelight of his career? Like, why would he want to come to a rebuilding team, not a lot of offensive weapons, defense kind of – you know, a few playmakers, but not that many. Like, I just don't see it. Like, he could go to a team like Minnesota with weapons all across the board, or you know, he wants to win. I don't see him coming here.
How about that? Is it Kirk Cousins' last year up in Minnesota?
I want to say maybe he got one more year after this.
Okay, I mean, yeah, you got Thielen up there. You got Justin Jefferson up there. He's certainly a lot. But who the hell wants to live in Minneapolis, Andy?
Yeah,
I'm just saying, though, if I can line up with Thielen on one side,
right,
Jefferson on the other side, and Cook in the backfield with Matheson as my backup, oh, that's intriguing.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we do
a tight end that got hurt.
Yeah, we do a lot of hypotheticals, and we are assuming Russell Wilson would want to come here. That's obviously the biggest question mark in all of that, is that he would have to waive his no-trade clause to come here.
Yep.
Yo, let me ask you guys this one. I want to get your opinion because I know you two always keep it real. You think the Sixers will be better right now with Ben Simmons?
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard this discussion. Better record? You know what, Andy? Maybe slightly better. He's obviously a very good player. But his strengths and what he's good at, is that what has been the problem for the Sixers? Or has it been their best player has missed more games than he's played? I think.
He missed three weeks.
So he's missed more games than he's played in. The second best player was also on the COVID list, so he missed games. Danny Green, who moves like me right now, but somehow they thought it was wise to give him a 2-year deal.
After he ripped the fans.
After he ripped us and told us to do better. He's even been out. He's been out for a little while, too. So, yeah, Ben would help if all things were equal, meaning all the other parts were available, too, for every game. Would the Sixers be one of the top two or three teams in the Eastern Conference? Sure they would. But him not playing is only part of the reason they're where they are. The other parts, and the bigger parts, is that Joel Embiid has missed the majority of the games. And Tobias Harris missed a lot of those games. Because then you have to ask yourself this. Ben Simmons playing, and he's healthy, and Embiid catches COVID, and Tobias catches COVID, and Ben is out there. Is Ben taking over the scoring?
Right.
Right? Is he all of a sudden about to average 30 points a game and to replace those guys?
I think they're marginally better record-wise with Ben. If Ben Simmons was willing and wanting to be out there and was a part of the team this year, but ultimately, big picture, what does it matter? Right? Like,
well, people are looking at the Sixers and they're saying, man, this season is going down the tubes fast.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can call down to the Fittler Club and see if we can get them to wherever they are next. I mean, he's working down in our building.
Well, since you brought it up, I'll throw this out there, and I'll just move on from it. But I think Daryl Morey is doing a disservice to the Sixers by not moving on from Ben Simmons, because you know what else would have the team in a better place if Ben Simmons was traded? And if you traded Ben Simmons for two or three players, I don't know who they would be, but you would have those two or three players here to add with what you have. And who knows what your roster would, I mean, what your team would look like, what your record would look like if you had just moved on from Ben Simmons. As it is, you don't have Ben Simmons' services, or you don't have the players that you could have traded Ben Simmons for service out there right now. So we're getting nothing. You don't got Ben Simmons, you don't got a trade. We got a, what, 11-10, 11-11 record. And that final possession last night, the Doc,
oh my God,
Doc drew up. Ben Simmons couldn't have helped in that situation. I know that much.
Unless he's setting a screen or something.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that, I mean, to your point, it'd be nice to have another two quality guys in your rotation right now, especially when Embiid and Tobias Harris has been out.
Yeah. You have the depth on your team. That's what the other players would bring. When you got three of your starters go out, Danny Green, well, hell, four, Tobias Harris,
yep.
Tobias Harris, Danny Green, Matisse Thybulle, and Joel Embiid.
Yeah, Tobias has missed 8 games. They only played 22. He's missed 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not like he's been fantastic when he's been playing either.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Dude, what a miserable start to the season for the 76ers. Not good. Chris in Pennsauken, New Jersey. Chris, what's up, brother? How are you?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I can tell you I can tell you one thing, like, because you know I'm down there a lot with my kids.
Yes.
Tobias would get so many more open looks, man. He can't get an open look now to save his life, man. It is not happening. Danny Green, forget it. Without that kid there, don't even put him out on the floor unless he hides in the corner. I've seen him get swatted about 8 times this year in 20 games. The Tobias gets – you look at Harris every game because I know you guys watch as much as you can.
Yeah.
He gets swatted at least minimum 2 times every game now from, like, dudes that are named, like, Chris from Pennsauken. So that's what the spacing is nowhere near the floor it was last year. I don't like the kid anymore. I don't think he belongs. But the spacing between Doc and Ben Simmons not being there is horrendous.
But here's the problem with it, though, Chris. Also, it's a regular season remedy.
I agree. No, I totally agree. Like, but I'm just saying now because we've been down there and everybody's saying the floor is so crowded now. Glenn has to come up with a new plan. Because he can't roll out this stuff from last year without that kid doing that. And that's no disrespect to Maxie. I love the kid. But.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how does Ben Simmons spread the floor for everybody?
On the fast break, outrageous, like outrageous. And his passes, and Maxie, I think he's doing good. You can see now that he isn't there. The guy's an elite passer, man. I thought it was overrated.
Passer. I've been watching Ben Simmons for 5 years. I don't see anything elite about his passing.
Compared to anybody on that team, I do.
Oh, okay. Well, compared to no other point guard on the team. Oh.
Right, exactly.
But right. Well, that's a low bar, though, is my point.
Oh, I know, but right now we're struggling, like, with the Eagles, with the Sixers. I just want hope, man.
Man, you don't want Ben Simmons out there, man. Ben Simmons is a mutt.
The difference, you can see it in the eye test.
I'd rather lose with the guys I have out there, Chris. Ben Simmons is a mutt.
Okay, I got a 15-year-old kid down there. She don't like seeing them lose. So you got kids in the house.
We watched them lose for 5 years straight on purpose.
Ike, in the past 3 years, we have lost 3 or 4 games at home. We have, like, lost 8 already this year. The fans are pissed, dude. They're pissed.
Chris, I hear you.
Guess what, Chris? If they're pissed, tell the general manager to trade the guy so you can get some players here.
You hear the new rumor? I called about the Eagles, but you want to hear the new rumor?
No, what's
that
the new
guy,
rumor?
That guy, the GM,
yeah,
that's keeping him here, holding him hostage, he's thinking about holding him hostage all the way next year to do a sign and trade with Harden.
Yep.
How about that? So we're going to have this kid a whole year. So now my kid don't see forget about winning, a fun time. I'm out 10 grand, and Harden doesn't even come here, and we still got Simmons next year.
Yep.
Nah, I feel for you, Chris.
I'm just riffing,
really,
baby.
Do, man. I'm just irritated at the Sixers.
Real quick on the Birds.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, brother. Go ahead. Yep.
I'm sure for time. I was wrong, Ike, when I said I'll wait another year with Hurts. Now I'm thinking about it because you know you're part of that family. You are that family. Mm. Jeffrey Lurie ain't waiting 3 years to be competitive again. So you're telling me if Jalen next year doesn't see the field and doesn't get better accuracy – then the next year we're going to draft a quarterback and Jaden's going to have to play another year where that guy gets groomed.
Right.
Jeffrey Lurie ain't doing that.
Nope.
After that Saturday, after that game, him chucking that ball around, and I'm not caught on one game. Remember I told you 35% completion ratio of you guys 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Now it's like 33 over 20 yards. Every one of his INTs have been over 20 yards passing, man.
Yep.
He ain't the dude.
Yep.
He ain't the dude. Love you guys. Go Birds. And like, say a prayer for my Sixers, man. I need it. Love you, Johnny. Rip and tear him. Johnny, rip and tear him, baby. I love it.
I got you, man. I got you. No problem.
Yeah, think about that. If Jalen Hurts isn't the guy, right, saying he doesn't convince the Eagles that he's the guy after next season, he comes back, he plays next season because they can't get – they don't want any of the young guys coming out in the draft, and they can't get the veterans because they got to waive trade clauses to want to come here. So we come back with Jalen Hurts next year, right? And say there's marginal improvement, but not enough to wow the front office. Now we got to wait another year to draft a quarterback and then hope he's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And hope he's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're talking about the last year of Doug and Wentz being 4-11-1, this year, whatever it turns out to be.
Next year
being another mediocre year, and then bringing a rookie quarterback in.
The following year.
The following year.
Yep, that's year four.
Nah, man. Jeffrey Lurie ain't sitting around.
And then year five is the second year
of the rookie quarterback. Right.
5 years.
Right. Meanwhile, you got to re-sign this guy, re-sign that guy, get that guy an extension, get that guy an extension. They're not waiting around 4 years.
Nope.
They're not.
Nope. It's not, and Hurts gives you just enough to where you're unsure, right? Like, he gives you just enough to where you're like, all right, like, he's competent. Like, can you develop him? Can he throw the ball a little bit more? Can you run this run happy offense and, you know, be the Ravens 2.0?
But and to that point, and I don't disagree, and not to make it about Howie, but like, then the clock has to start on Howie again. Right, I mean, because like you could make the case that he would extend it another year, and he'd keep like extending the Howie Roseman window. Eventually, the pressure has to be put back on him to build a winner.
But it's only pressure on him if the owner says it's pressure on him.
Right.
Right. Yeah, and that's what a lot of people miss in this whole conversation about Howie is.
Yeah, that's the only time is
because he's not actually on the clock.
No, from the outside, yeah, he's always been on the clock from fans, right? But if the owner hasn't put him on the clock.
And that could change.
He's not on the clock.
That could change, but it doesn't feel like that's the case right now. All right, we will we'll get back with your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Top 5 at 5 with Jack Fritz. What does Jack have in store for us today? We'll get into that. We play In the Envelope around 5:30. So don't go anywhere. We have a great prize for you. And that's all coming up next. Big 5 o'clock hour on the Marks and Reese Show. Don't go anywhere. Hey, listen, if you're an experienced window or door installer in search of being an important part of a reputable company, then I have a great opportunity for you. Due to high demand for their quality products and services, my good friends at Guided Door and Window are looking to add professional installers to their esteemed installation team. Guided is a trusted, family-owned window and door replacement experts servicing the tri-state area for over 70 years. Their reputation is for quality is second to none, and they're looking for installers with several years of experience and a track record that shows superior workmanship. And if with Guided's focus on providing customers with the highest level of service they've come to expect, they're looking for installers that are courteous, respectful, and have good communication skills. Guided is consistently busy all year round, so you can expect to have a financially successful career that you can rely on. It's no wonder why most of Guided's installers have worked for them in excess of 10-plus years. Become a part of Guida's team of expert installers today by calling 877-GO-GUIDA, 877-GO-GUIDA, or you can go to their website, goguida.com/careers. That's goguida.com/careers to submit your resume. goguida.com/careers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.